Okay, Dinin Bastas il Dover Osir, which we said yesterday is the base, like putting something muksa down on something else. So that base becomes muksa. So da loy nasa bastas elim kena muksa hi munosham sham bin ashmashas. Only if the muksa is there bin ashmashas, meaning from shkia Friday night until nightfall. But if it was not there, ben ashmoshes, rak achar kach and hichasham, they only put it there afterwards, meaning Friday night, 2 hours after somebody decided to take a hammer and put it down on your bed, loy nasa or on your table, loy nasa buses, the table does not become a buses, and mutal tatalas kli, then you're allowed to move the kli, meaning let's say in this case the bed or your table, afilu b'shosha muksolav, even when the muksa is on it. Because it cannot be, it's only during Ben HaShemashes that the status of the base becomes also for the whole Shabbos. So, and that's the case. You're allowed to shake the table or the tablecloth me'atzamas from bones or klipin and peels, which are really muksa. When the shulchan and the mapa don't become a basis, mikayach haneiros because of the neiros. Base. Fine. It has to intentionally have been placed there. Meaning, if you leave your wallet on the table by mistake, then you don't realize it till you come home from shul Friday night. So your table does not become a basis also because you didn't intend to leave your wallet there. It has to be done intentionally. But if it was just left there because you forgot, or happened to be that it fell there, then it does not become a buses. It's not becoming a buses unless it's his own kli. Meaning, if I go into somebody's house and put my wallet down on his table, it will not make his table into a base for muksa. If you take your muksa and put it on somebody else's kli, loy nasa basis, it does not become a basis. Why? A person cannot aser something that doesn't belong to him, but the lo nichalei lachavrei if the friend is not happy with it. Meaning, if the friend would be happy with what he's doing, then it's fine. But if not, then you cannot go making other people's things. Also, we have that also by the Zohar. Somebody's not allowed to, you can't go bow down to somebody's animal and make his animal usher. It's not your, you don't have that power.
So
Okay,
how do
new
you work
siman.
with kids?
Kids, so that's a good shiloh. So how do you look at kids? So l'chaira, it's kids are not, they don't own it. So kids is not a thing. The question is spouse. Right? That's the question. Right? Or anybody who has control over your things. So that's already a little bit more, that's a little bit more complicated. So I mean it's a machlokes, it's like everything else. So if you have makom to be mekel, you need to, I mean, mix is the rabbana. But as far as I remember, kids do not have a say in the matter.
By kids, I mean also like teenagers, not just little kids, like
It's still
even
not theirs.
adults.
It's not theirs. It doesn't
Right.
belong to them. If it's something in the shilas in their room, then maybe. You know what I mean? Like they say, let's say they have a desk in their room or something like that, and they put their own thing down on top of the desk, then maybe. But I don't remember how we come out with that. Okay, Simin Tzadik, din asiyas chafotza b'loy melacha melacha alidei akum. So doing your own business and without doing melacha, I mean it's not melacha. It's just what we call not Shabbos dig or conversations that are not supposed to be done on Shabbos. Probably the hardest area of Shabbos to keep, especially this past week with the Knicks playing on a Friday night and the Yankees Mets playing on Friday night, and then this coming week again the Knicks are playing on Friday night. And that's when a lot of these shilas are taking place. All right. So let's discuss it a little bit. See, Aleph, it's 23 sevens. So Aleph, Yesh Ram Shem Masurim b'Shabbos. There are things that are also on Shabbos. Af al pi she'ein an doymen l'malacha, even though they're not similar to malacha. And they're not even going to come to doing a malacha if you do them. Okay, so mipnei man nesrus, and why are they aser? If it's not melacha, so what's the problem? Shoshanemar im toshiv mishabas raglecha asois chafetzecha b'yom kodshi. So the pasuk in Yeshaya says that if you're going to do on Shabbos, if you're going to rest on Shabbos, your feet, asois chafetzecha b'yom kodshi, then stop doing your own, and your own chafetzecha means what you need on my holy day. And you should give cover to it from doing your own things. From looking out for your own objects and for a dabar dover and speaking whatever speeches you want. And you should be mechabed it from doing your own ways. So we learn out that you're walking on Shabbos should not be the way you walk during the week. Lefikach asur laretz v'Shabbos, that's why you're not allowed to run on Shabbos. And the same thing would go with jumping and that type of thing. Well, the dvar mitzvah mutar laretz, but to dvar mitzvah you're allowed to run. Because it says your ways, mashma d'rochecha asurim, your ways are asur avodarchi shamayim mutarim. But the Derech of Shemayim is Mutar Mitzvah Larutz, and actually it's a mitzvah to run. Paiskim also say that it's if you're running to see something that's enjoyable, that would also be allowed. Right? But other than that, there's no running on Shabbos. And you can't even take large steps on Shabbos, larger than normal. And this that it says, which is to find, literally means to find your objects, but meaning from looking for out for yourself, to do things having to do with your own items is aser, even if you don't do malacha. If you go look at all your belongings and you see what you need for tomorrow, that's also awesome. I mean, you can't go to your field or your storage house and see, take stock of what's necessary. You're not allowed to walk through a city to find a horse or a ship or a wagon. I mean, you're in the market for a used car. So you walk around a whole Shabbos looking for used cars. So that's also not allowed. The Sachar, meaning you're doing it the Sachar Machar Shabbos in order to rent it after Shabbos. You're not allowed to do it if it's recognizable that you're doing it for this. But if it's not recognizable, let's say you're walking from Far Rockaway to Woodmere, so you walk through Cedars and you're looking out the windows, then that's okay. Aval, lishmor chafotza v'cheftzei chaveri mutar, but to go somewhere in order to watch, meaning you want to make sure that no animals come into your fields or your friends' fields, then that is mutar. Gimel, also la'ashach ala tchum, you are not allowed to make, it literally means that you're not allowed to make it dark on the tchum, meaning, to go on Shabbos till the end of the tchum, because you're not allowed to walk out of the tchum on Shabbos, or a little bit less, and you wait there until it gets dark, in order to go quickly to get where you need to go. Like, you know, a lot of times people make reservations for on a plane for right after Shabbos, and they don't realize what time Shabbos is over. So the equivalent would be like walking halfway to the airport so that you're mamish at the edge of the tchum so you can get going, right? Faster after Shabbos, so that's not allowed. Since you're going to be traveling with the Shabbos, then it's clearly recognizable that you're walking for a non-Shabbos need. But that's only when the thing that you're going to the edge of the tchum for is for something that is impossible to be done on Shabbos in any mutter way whatsoever. You're going to hire workers, a little peres, or to cut down fruit. I love you, peres amukza, in order to bring peres at amukza. So these things, there's no way these would ever be allowed to be done on Shabbos. Shein shum het de lasis dvarim eilu b'Shabbos. So then you're not allowed to walk to the edge of the tchum. Avol mutar la'ashach ala tchum kedei la'aviv behemtoi. But you're allowed to go to the edge of the tchum in order to bring back your animal. Meaning it's talking about an animal that clearly can walk by itself, which is not a melacha. Kivin shimahoyu batim ad shama, krayim zelazeh shivim ama. If you had houses, theoretically, if there were houses all the way along the way, within 70 amas of each other, you mutter lavi or gam b'shabbos. It would mutter to be bringing on Shabbos. Chen lavi peres atlushin chain and muksin mutter. Same thing to bring fruit that's detached, that are not muksa, that's also mutter. Kivin shim hayu mechitzas makifas kol haderech, because theoretically, if there would be fences around the entire way, hayu mutter gam b'shabbos, that would be mutter also on Shabbos. B'chol k'yotz b'zeh, and all things similar to that. Chen mutter leila b'shabbos toichat chum. And not only that, but it's mostly to go in the tchum elagina to a garden, little shon peres matzah Shabbos, to pick the fruits there matzah Shabbos. But this is talking about where it's in the tchum. Mishum de'ena nikr shalach b'shvil zeh, because it's not recognizable that you're going into the garden to pick the fruits on Shabbos to be the first one there matzah Shabbos. Hela rayim yomer shalach l'tayel. People see you going to this fruit, you know, to the free fields or the orchards. They say, oh, you're just going to have a good time. Or the vakish behemtoi, shenevdol, or you're going to look for your animal that got lost. Nimlach, and then once he's there, Nimlach, he changes his mind. Vinishar adalaili, wait until the night. They litlash peroisov to cut his peros. So as long as it's not glaringly obvious what you're doing, then it's mutter to go there on Shabbos. So this is the hardest part. It says you have to speak. Your talking on Shabbos should not be like you're talking during the week. Hilkoch. Also, you're not allowed to say, I'm going to do this tomorrow. Or I'm going to buy this and this item tomorrow. This is referring to something that you would be impossible for you to take care of it on this day. But if it's something that you would be able to do, theoretically, even though right now that's not what you plan on doing, mutter, commotion is bar, but sif, gimel, meaning same thing that we said in sif gimel. I mean, as long as there's a potential way to do this thing on Shabbos, peheter, then you're allowed to talk about doing it on Sunday. What does this mean? On Shabbos, you're allowed to say, I'm going to such and such a place tomorrow. As long as you don't use a lashon that says you're going in a wagon. And you shouldn't speak about it so much. Meaning, so, I mean, first day's Yom Tov, when all you do is talk about what am I going to do, Chalamoyed. So if you make it in a way, and you're talking about something that theoretically would be mutter to do, so basically you say, okay, we're going to go to Manhattan. So you say it that way, L'chorot should be okay, because it's not mashma you're driving there. Certainly if you say, okay, we're going to walk to Manhattan, and everybody will figure out that you don't mean walking, then that would be okay to talk about, because theoretically you can walk to Manhattan on Shabbos. So that's the proper way to say it. You notice the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything about saying, oh, Nishtav Shabbos Garet, how we don't talk about it on Shabbos and then talk about it. Right? That's only in a very limited scenario. But Philip Asichas Dvarim Betelim Asa Laharvos. Stam, regular talk, this is probably the hardest part. Regular Dvarim Betelim, you are not allowed to. You're allowed to talk a little bit, but not a lot. Also, l'saber b'Shabbos davar shel tzar, and you're not allowed to talk about painful things on Shabbos. Also, l'adam l'asher chesbonos b'piv b'Shabbos, you're not allowed to make calculations with your mouth, meaning verbal calculations. Bein b'cheshbon she'asid liyos, bein b'cheshbon she'kvar over. Whether these are calculations that will be or calculations that were already. But you need to know it. Go in kach v'kach etzesi albinian pliny l'schar apoyelim. Such and such I spent on this building for the workers' pay. And he still has to pay them. He needs to know the cheshbons, and it's also. Meaning, even though it's in the past, but still you need that information. But calculations that you have no need for, then you're allowed to say. Meaning, if you want to say, oh, 20 years ago, I bought a car for $50. So even though that's discussing money, that's mutter because it has no bearing on anything nowadays. But as long as you don't talk about it too much. You are not allowed to have a lot of sicha b'teil on Shabbos, commission is bar la'el. So that's very difficult because either then we got to be quiet a whole Shabbos or you got to talk in Torah, history, learning, and things like that on Shabbos, which is very difficult to do. All right. Everybody should have a fine night. Shabbat Shalom.